I watch myself for some of the things that I know ended up hurting him. Too much pride, an inability to listen to other people. Those are things that I guard against in myself.
But in that fatherless void stood his young mother, who remained more influential than anyone. For example, when Brian Williams showed him on the cover of Newsweek for the very first time, the senator's reaction was not about himself.
You know, it makes me think of my mom and the fact that, you know, she's not around.
We're all Obamacans.
Obama's half-sister, Maya, remembers that there was little traditional about their mother.
I think it is interesting to look at the patterns, how our mother started in the Midwest and ended up in Indonesia, and how he started in Hawaii, in essence, and returned to the Midwest.
Remember that?
And friends who knew Stanley Ann early see her in him all the time.
The passion he brings, I think a lot of that's something he learned from his mother's knee.
Lessons that stuck when he needed them most.
When I was writing that speech on race,
I'm the son of a black man from Kenya and a white woman from Kansas.
Her memory loomed over me. Is this something that she would trust?
A reality check he still seeks.
You know, at night, if I'm saying a prayer, you know, I send out maybe a little message to my mother, and hopefully she's somewhere and can hear it.